अज मन राधे गोविंदा,
अज मन राधे गोविंदा,
अज मन राधे गोविंदा,
अज मन राधे गोविंदा,
अज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
अज मन गोवर्धन गिरधारी,
अज मन गोवर्धन गिरधारी,
अज मन वृंदावन संचारी,
अज मन वृंदावन संचारी,
अज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
अज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
अज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
अज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
अज मन यमुना तीर बिहारी,
अज मन यमुना
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 गुरु परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रं नत्वा ज्ञान प्रदं गुरुं मुमुच्छूनां हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधो विधीयते। सो वी हैव सीन दैट माया इज ब्रह्माश्रया, इज डिपेंडेंट ऑन ब्रह्मन, एंड हाउ इज इट सत्व रजस तमो गुणात्मिका, इट हैड गॉट थ्री गुणास कॉल्ड सत्व रजस एंड तमस। सो ब्रह्मन इज देयर, वी कॉल हिम सच्चिदानंद एंड ही इज एकम एव अद्वितीयम नेह नानास्ति किंचिन, एकम इज वन अलोन अद्वितीयम नॉन ड्यूअल, नेह नानास्ति, देर इज नो प्लुरलिटी हियर, नो ड्यूअलिटी, नेह नानास्ति। बट इफ समबडी सीज ड्यूअलिटी देन उपनिषद सेज ही गोज फ्रॉम डेथ टू डेथ, मृत्यु से मृत्यु गच्छति। इफ यू आर सीइंग ड्यूअलिटी देन यू आर सब्जेक्ट टू द साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ, कंटिन्यूअसली डेथ आफ्टर डेथ यू आर गोइंग। So as we know that Brahman is akarta. Why is akarta? Because he has got no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. So therefore he is akarta. So how the creation has come into existence? For explaining this creation, we have to bring in Ishwar. Who is Ishwar? Ishwar is Brahman plus Satya Gun Pradhan Maya is Ishwar. So when Brahman is associated with the Maya, only the Satya Pradhan, Satya represents knowledge. So Satya Pradhan Maya, when associated with the Brahman, we have Ishwar. He creates everything. So Brahman is Akarta, creating nothing. Next step is Ishwar. Who is Ishwar? Brahman plus Satya Pradhan Maya is Ishwar. Who is the Jiva then? Jiva is Brahman plus Rajo Tamo Pradhan Maya plus Malin Sattva. He also has got Sattva, because we have already seen that Sattva, Rajas, Tama, all these three remain together. That is why we call it Yoga Maya. We can reduce or change the proportion of this Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, but we cannot make a person 100% Sattva or 100% Tamas. Can be 99.99% Sattva, but 0.01% will be Rajas and Tamas. Because Maya is Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, Gunatmika. It is called Yog Maya. So the difference between Ishwar and Jiva is, he has got Sattva Pradhan Upadhi and we have got Rajo and Tamogun Pradhan Upadhi. So the difference between Ishwar and Jeev, in essence, there is no difference, because we are also Brahman, he is also Brahman. But his Upadhi and my Upadhi, they are different. With Upadhi, I am different from Ishwar. Without Upadhi, we are one and same. So Maya is dependent on Brahman. Maya is inert. And the Brahman gives the sentiency part, the life spark, that is being borrowed from Brahman. So we, in this world, we find two things, inert things and the sentiency. So the inert things are all coming from Maya. And who is giving the sentiency? The Brahman is giving the sentiency. So how the creation started? So we have seen the creation started. Brahman is Satchidanand, Nirguna, Nirakar, no guna, without Maya. Maya is dependent on Brahman, but Brahman can stay without Maya. So that is why he is Nirguna, Nirakar. Why Nirakar? No form. Why no form? No gross body, no subtle body, and no causal body. Nirakar. Brahman, Nirguna, Nirakar. Then the next step comes Maya. Who is this Maya? Dependent on Brahman. So therefore, the guna of Brahman is borrowed from Maya, borrowed that guna from Brahman. So Maya has got Satchit Anand plus its own guna, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. What is Maya? Maya is dependent on Brahman. So Maya has borrowed the qualities of Brahman, which is Satchit Anand, plus it has got its own quality, which is Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. So Maya is Satchit Anand plus Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. From Maya came, we have studied in our last class, Tatah Akasa Sambhutah, Akasad Vayuhu, Vayu Tejah, Tejas Apah, Adabhya Prithvi. So from that Maya came space. Not from Brahman. From that Maya came space. So the space has got the quality Satchit Anand plus SRT plus its own aspect, its own quality is called sound. Brahman, Nirguna, Nirakar has got only three things, Satchit Anand. Maya has got six things, Satchit Anand plus SRT, six. Now the Akasa has got seven qualities, Satchit Anand, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas and plus sound. From Akasa, not from Maya. From Akash came the next thing, which is called air. So air has got Satchidanand, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. As because it has come from the space, it has got the quality of the space, which is sound, plus it has got its own quality, which is touch. So how many qualities now air has got? 8. Slowly it is increasing. From air came fire. So fire has got Satchidanand plus Satrajastamas plus sound plus touch plus its own quality form. So Akash, we don't have any form. Air, you can't visualize any form. First time you can visualize the fire has got a form. It flames when you see a form. So the form is the quality of fire. From fire came the water. So water has got Satchidanand plus Satrajastamas plus sound, touch, form and its own quality, taste. And from water came Prithvi, earth. So Satchidanand, SRT, sound, touch, form, taste, and it has got its own quality, which is called smell. So Prithvi has got how many qualities? 11. Satchidanand 3, SRT 6 plus 5, 11 qualities. So the creation came from subtle to gross. First, when it came, it was in the subtle form. We call it tanmatra, tatmatra. Tatmatra means it's not perceivable by organs of perception. It is subtle. And subtlety we measure by pervasiveness. So here we find Akash is most pervasive, we know. Less than that is air. Less than that is fire. Less than that is water, and less than that is Prithvi. Who is the grossest? Grossest is the Prithvi. It has got 11 gunas and Akash has got 7 gunas. The lesser the guna, it is subtle. More the guna, the pervasiveness we have seen. Since these are all subtle elements, we are not able to perceive them by our organs of perception. Now comes the question, when did Maya create? So it is said, Acha, before I tell you this, you first analyze your own experience. When you are in the deep sleep, it is lay of your mind and intellect, everything, your organs of perception, your organs of actions, antahkaran and bahikaran are all in lay avastha, they are absorbed, they are not functioning. When you get up early in the morning, what makes you get up? Why are we not sleeping 24 hours? It is your prarabdha of the day which wakes you up. You have to enjoy and suffer this much of your prarabdha for today. When you are exhausted, your prarabdha of the day, you again go to lay avastha, sleep. And next day, again, some prarabdha of your karma fructify. So you have to get up. Get up for enjoying or suffering your prarabdha, your karma. Same thing happens in the cosmos. That which is happening in our pinda, in individual, same thing is happening in Brahmand also, cosmos. The whole cosmos goes into lay, prakriti, dissolution. At that time, sattva, rajas and tamas are in samya avastha, equilibrium point. There is no disturbance. Then something disturbs it. What is that something? It is the samasti prarabdha of all jivas which disturbs this sattva, rajas and tamas. And then the concept of Ishwar will come. Then the concept of the jiva will come. And for experiencing your joy and sorrow, the Ishwar has to create the field also, the whole world, the whole cosmos is created so that you can suffer or enjoy your prarabdha. Guruji writes, when does Maya create the five elements? The three qualities of the Maya in their unmanifest form remain in the state of equilibrium, samyavastha. When this balance is somehow disturbed, the process of creation begins. That disturbing factor is the samasti prarabdha. Now the evolution of the sattva aspect. Open your book, page number 73. Etesam pancha tattvanam madhye. Etesam pancha tattvanam madhye. Akasasya sattvikansat. Akasasya santikasat. Srotrindriyam sambhutam, vayo sattvikansat, twagindriyam sambhutam, agnehe sattvikansat, rasanindriyam sambhutam, prithivyah sattvikansat, ghranendriyam sambhutam, etesam pancha tattvanam madhye. Among these great elements, were in the subtle form. First they are in the subtle form. And this subtle form have got sattva, rajas and tamas. Never forget that each element has got three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. You will find in space, air, fire, water and earth, all of them had got Satchidanand, because they are all dependent on Satchidanand, because Brahman is the ashraya of the whole Maya. And each one of element has got three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. So out of the sattva part of the subtle element, we are talking about only subtle element now, out of the sattva ansa of the akas, what was evolved, sambhutam, formed, evolved or born, srotrindriyam, the sense organs of hearing, the ears. Why? Because the space is there. And you need space for the sound to travel. That is why space. Vayo sattvikansat twagendriya sambhutam. And from the air, subtle element. From the subtle element of air, sattvik, only the sattvik portion, that came the twagendriya, touch. Agne sattvikansat chachurindriya sambhutam. And from the fire, sattvikansa, came out chakshuhu. Jalasya sattvikansat rasanindriya, from the sattvikans of water came the taste, jalendriya, the tongue. And prithivya sattvikansat ghranendriya sambhutam, and from the sattvikans of prithvi was evolved the ghranendriya, the nose. Since they are formed from the sattvikans, sattvikans means the knowledge. We have already seen the Brahman plus Maya with the sattvic portion became the Ishwar. Who is Ishwar? Brahman plus Satta Pradhan Maya is Ishwar. So that is why he is Sarvajna. Since all these organs of perception, five organs of perceptions are made from the sattvic ansa of the subtle elements, always remember subtle elements, we are getting knowledge of the sense object. You got it? Satta means knowledge. These five gyanendriyas, not these outer apertures, we are not talking about the outer apertures, these are gross. Since they are made of subtle elements, we are not able to see the subtle gyanendriyas. We are not talking about these. These are the outer aperture. These are the part of the gross body. Behind this, there is something which is called organs of perception, which we are not able to see. And each one of them is limited to perceive one sense object. Why one sense object? Because ear is made from space. space has got only one attribute, sound. So you will not be able to receive any stimuli of other four from that. Other four, you cannot see with your ear, you cannot smell, you cannot touch, you cannot taste. Can you? Why? What is the reason? Because the raw material is sound, space. It has got only one quality. Similarly, you can apply that formula on all your sense organs. All are made from one material. That is why they are able to perceive only one type of sense objects. Clear? Good. Yes, we are coming, Mother. We are coming to that. But these organs of perception, five organs of perception and five organs of actions are called Bahi Karan. And there is another Karan. Karan means instrument. There is another instrument we have got, Antah Karan. So we in all we have got 14 Karan, 14 instrument, out of which 10 are called Bahi Karan. Why Bahi Karan? Because they perceive knowledge from the outside. Organs of perception receive the stimuli and organs of actions respond in the world. That is why it is called Bahi Karan. And what is Antah Karan? Bahi means bahar. Anta means andar. Karan means instrument. So the mind, intellect, buddhi and memory, they are called Antah Karan, inside. But association of mind with the Bahi Karan is essential. Without association of mind, we will not be able to perceive or respond in the world. Mind is required, association required. Similarly, mind cannot travel outside without the help of organs of perception and organs of action. So this association is compulsory. So how it happens? Sense stimuli are brought in by five organs of perception. Refer to the mind. Mind, according to Gurudev, is a clerk in Kindle Life we have studied. And this clerk is supposed to refer the file to the intellect, who is officer. Officer will consult with the previous records, goes to the memory. And according to the memory, he will take a decision. This is to be done in this case. File is referred back to the mind with the instruction, do this thing, do this thing, this thing. Mind again informs the organs of action to respond in this way. This is the process followed and it happens within a split of second. This way it goes. Now comes the Manabuddhi, page number 75. Etesam panchatattvanam samasti sattvikansat मनोबुद्धि अहंकार चित्तांत करनानि संभूतानि संकल्प विकल्पात्मकं मनः निश्चयात्मिका बुद्धि ही अहम कर्ता अहंकार चिंतन कर्त्री चित्तम मनसो देवता चंद्रमाः बुद्धे ब्रह्मा अहंकारस्य रुद्रः चित्तस्य वासुदेवः। तो एतेषां पंचतत्वानां समष्टि सात्विकं साथ। हाउ द माइंड इज फॉर्म्ड? माइंड इज फॉर्म्ड विद द सटल एलिमेंट्स एंड दे take only the sattvikans, because the mind also analyzes all stimuli. That is why the mind is able to analyze everything. Stimuli brought in by all organs of perception is assimilated or is known by mind. Why? Because it is made up of five great elements. It also subtle. So therefore, the same subtlety transfers to the mind. So we can't see any person's mind, because mind is subtle, made of subtle elements. Very good. And these are all thoughts. Man, buddhi, chitta, hankar are only thoughts, but because of their different function, we have given four names. So what is mana? We have got a definition. Sankalpa vinkalpa atmakam manaha. What is buddhi? Nischaya atmaka. Buddhi will come one by one. But ahankar, aham karta iti ahankar. This ahankar is common to all other three. What are other three? Mana. What is mana? Sankalpa vinkalpa atmakam manaha. I am thinking. Thinking means I have not decided. Thinking up and down. Whether you will come to satsang or not, I am thinking. Today are you coming to the class? I am thinking. Not decided. I is come. Then after some time again talk, call. Have you decided? Yes, I have decided and I am going. I have decided. I, aham karta is common there also. Ask him, do you remember the last class? Maya we discussed. No. I don't remember. I again comes. So I is common in all three. I am thinking, I have decided, I remember. Ahankar is common in all these three actions. Very good. Now we come to what is mind. The definition we have seen, sankalpa vikalpatmaka manaha. When the thoughts are in the state of volition, changing. You have not decided. Jayenge, nahi jayenge. It's in that state. We call it mind. In Keno Upanishad, we have seen another definition again given by Shankaracharya. It's more detailed, but I will take only one part of it. I am not going to give you the full detail there, here. It is said, manute anena iti mana. Anena means by whom we think is the mind. Gurudev has given a definition. What is the mind? Flow of thought is mind. Is not so? Flow of thought is mind. Shankaracharya gives the definition. Sankalpa vikalpa atmakam manaha. So that is mind. Very good. All emotions are seated in the mind. All emotion. Your anger, your kindness, dispassion, your jealousy, pride, whatever emotions are, these are all the seats of mind. Therefore, an emotional person can never take a right decision. Whenever you are emotional, your decision is always wrong. And the 95% population of the world are emotional. They can't take quick decisions. Ask them, sochte hain, thoda time do humko, sochte hain. Can't take good decisions, emotional people. So what is the material cause of this mind? You have already studied. Apanchikrita panchama bhuta kritam. You have forgotten? Mind. Apanchikrita. Apanchikrita is not grossified. Pure, subtle. Apanchikrita panchama. What is the efficient cause of mind? What is the efficient cause of mind? Sat karma janyam. Sat karma janyam, it has already come. We have already studied. Sat karma janyam. Because we have done some actions in the past, good or bad, they are existing. Sat karma janyam. And what is the purpose of mind? Sukh, dukkhadi, bhog, ayatanam or sadhanam? Ayatanam. Ayatanam means body, gross body. Sadhanam means instrument. We have already said, na, antahkaran, karan means instrument. So it is an instrument to experience what? Sukha dukha. So that is the purpose of mind. Okay, who is the devata? Devata is Chandrama. Moon is the devata. So you will find when there is Purnima and Amavasya, when you go to the asylum, you will see the mental disease, they flare up. Even those who have got the rheumatic diseases, they say, aaj bad gaya hai. They will say, aaj amavasya hai kya? Or is it Purnima today? The moment they will connect, oh, today is amavasya, today is Purnima. And even you will find in the sea also high tide, low tide, dependent on Chandrama. So Chandrama is the devata. निश्चयात्मिका बुद्धि, तो बुद्धि इज स्टेट ऑफ डिसीजन. द मोमेंट आई टेक ए डिसीजन इट इज निश्चयात्मिका बुद्धि. एंड हाउ मेनी परसेंटेज ऑफ पीपल आर डोमिनेटेड बाई दैट इंटेलेक्ट? कृतिका जी ऐसे 5% पीपल आर एंड वी कॉल देम रेशनलिस्ट. एंड हु आर द देवताज ऑफ इंटेलेक्ट? ब्रह्मा. ब्रह्मा इज द देवता. देन गुरु जी राइट देर इज अनदर ऑल्सो बृहस्पति. हु इज द बृहस्पति? गुरु ऑफ देवताज. ही इम्पार्ट्स नॉलेज सो ही ऑल्सो हैज गॉट द नॉलेज. ब्रह्मा ऑल्सो हैज गॉट द नॉलेज बिकॉज ही हैज क्रिएटेड द होल कॉस्मॉस. एंड हु इज ब्रह्मा? सत्वगुण प्रधान माया प्लस ब्रह्मन इज इक्वल टू ईश्वर ब्रह्मा. एंड सन इज ऑल्सो ट्रीटेड एज गुरु. वाई सन? इल्यूमिनेशन. सन इल्यूमिन्स होल वर्ल्ड. सिमिलरली इनसाइड आवर आत्मन इज ऑल्सो इल्यूमिनिंग ऑल आवर थॉट. Do you remember the story of Hanumanji? Hanumanji wanted to have the knowledge and went to Lord Sun. He said, yes, I will impart you, but I can't stop my journey. I will continue with my horses. You know, the Sun. And Hanumanji, he faced Sun. And he was, this way he got the knowledge of the, so Sun is also regarded as Lord of intellect. अहंकार. वट इज दिस अहंकार? अहंकार इज आई एम द डूअर. अहम करता इति अहंकार. हु इज द डूअर एक्चुअली? देर आर ओनली टू थिंग्स, आत्मा एंड अनात्मा इज प्रकृति. आत्मा इज डूअर और नॉट? वाई? बिकॉज इट इज अकर्ता. ऑलवेज रिमेंबर आत्मा और ब्रह्मन इज अकर्ता. अकर्ता अकर्ता अकर्ता. इफ ब्रह्मन और आत्मा नहीं जा करता, हु विल बी करता? ओनली टू थिंग्स आर देयर, 2-1, 1. प्रकृति इज करता. बट अहंकार भी मूढ़ आत्मा करता हम इति मन्यते. बट वी थिंक वी आर द डूअर. डूअर इज प्रकृति, बट वी थिंक वी आर द डूअर. Guruji writes, the mind, intellect and memories of each one differs, but the ego is all the same. Mind, intellect and memory of each person differs. Their thinking are different. They are all governed by vasanas. Different. But the ego is the same. It connects the pure self to the three bodies, 5 C's. Do you remember the formula? Consciousness plus thought is equal to? Mind minus thought is equal to consciousness. And the Atman reflects where? In the Antakaran. Where in the Antakaran? It is the ego. Therefore, consciousness plus ego is equal to Jiva. Jiva minus ego is equal to? Simple mathematics. Consciousness plus ego is equal to Jiva. Jiva minus ego is equal to consciousness. What we have to do? Ahankar. Surrender your ahankar. Surrender your ego. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Under, sir. Sir ko under karo. Swami Purushottamananda ji kehte the. What is surrender? Sir, under. What is surrender? Aham karta iti ahankar. And it is always connected to all three. All three means to the mind, to the intellect, and to the memory, and to three bodies also. I am fat, I am ignorant, I am happy, I am hungry. Whenever we are connected, these we have seen when we were discussing Panchakosha, we have all seen how when connected with the gross body, I am fat, I am fair. Connected to the pranamaya kosha, we say I am hungry, I am thirsty. This way we have all discussed earlier. And the deity is the Rudra. Rudra is the deity of the ego. Do we not suffer because of the ego? Rudra Shiva is the lord of destruction. With the death of the ego, all suffering ends. With the death of ego, all suffering ends. Khatam. Then after that, chittam. What is this chittam? Chittam is memory. All experiences are stored as impression and can be recollected like the data bank of a computer. So whatever we experience, you just thought, you have not experienced, you have thought about some person, that also is recorded. So I have thought about this subject. After even 5 days you ask, I was thinking on that subject. So you recollect. And who is the devta? Vasudev Vishnu is the deity of the chitta. Vishnu represents the sattva-guna. So, from the sattva-guna we got all these things. These are all subtle. Now, let us see the evolution of the rajas aspect. Sattva-guna represents knowledge. Rajas-guna represents activity. Again, we are discussing about the subtle part only. Subtle panchamahabhuta. We have not come to the grossified form yet. So, we will see the rajasic evolution also, the evolution of the rajas aspect. Page number 79. Etesam panchatattvanam madhye akasasya rajasansat vagendriya sambhutam vayoho rajasansat panindriyam sambhutam vanneh rajasansat padendriyam sambhutam jalasya rajasansat upastendriyam sambhutam prithivya rajasansat gudendriyam sambhutam etesam samasti rajasansat pancha prana sambhutaha. So how the organs of actions came is one by one it is stated here. So from the akas came vagendriya and from the vayu pani hands, from the vanni padendriya the legs, jalasya rajasansat upasthendriya sambhutam upasthendriya genital organs, prithivya rajasansat gudendriya sambhutam anus formed from the prithvi. Now you come to the chart given by Guruji on page number 74 in my book. So you will find this chart. We have given a part of this earlier also when we were discussing 5 Gyanendriya and Pancha Karmendriya. So we made a detailed chart in which we have shown Adhyatmik, Adhidaivik, Adhibhautik. We made the columns and all that. You can refer to that. Here in this chart, Guruji has given the names of Devata also. Although the name of Devatas are not given in the mantra, but they are already given earlier. When we were discussing the organs of perception and organs of action, it is you will find on page number 40 of your book. There you will find the Devatas are also mentioned. So there is nothing much to discuss here. And now we have discussed about the sattva part and the rajas part. So what is left now? Tamas part. And from the samashti, all these 5, what was created? Pancha prana. Rajas represent activity, action. Pancha prana, continuously going up and down, continuous activity is there. So it is made from rajase. What are those pancha pranas? Prana, vayana, udana, samana. These are pancha prana. Made of 5 subtle great elements and which part? Rajasic part. From the sattva was created 5 organs of perception and antahkaran, mind, intellect and chitta and ahankar. And from the rajasic ones, 5 organs of action and pancha prana. Each organs of perception and each organs of actions are made by one element, whereas the mana buddhi chitta ahankara is made up all five great elements together. Pancha prana is also made up all five great elements together. It is rajasic ones, and that one was sattvic ones. So we have got certain things made of the subtle elements, five organs of perception, five organs of action, pancha prana, man, indriya, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. These all constitute subtle bodies, 17 items. Do you remember how they were created? Now it was explained. From the sattvikans and rajasikans, of the five great elements, which are in the subtle form, that is why we are not able to see the subtle body constituting of 17 items. With chitta and ahankara, it will be 19. Five organs of perception, five organs of action, pancha prana, mana buddhi, 17 items was stated in subtle body there. But here the further detail is given, chitta and ahankara. Ahankara is included in the intellect there. Chittam is included in the mind there. When we were discussing the 17 items of the subtle body, so you get the connection now? The whole subtle body is made of subtle elements of pancha mahabhut, sattva and rajas. Now what is left? Left is our tamas. How it grossified, we will see it in our next class. And what was made from these five great elements, the element which we see now, which we can perceive, we'll see in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamah Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Hari Om Shri Guru Hari Om.